Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, says India is a food surplus country working to provide solutions for global food security. In Kerala, search operations in landslide hit Wayanad district continue on fifth day, army to begin deep search under the debris. In Bangladesh, quota protesters call for a countrywide non-cooperation movement from tomorrow to press their nine-point demand. United States decides to boost military presence in West Asia amid rising tensions in the region. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar finishes fourth in final of women's 25 meters pistol. Other Indian athletes to feature in archery, boxing, sailing and golf events. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices.
आज भारत एक फूड सरप्लस देश है आज भारत दूध दाल और मसालों का सबसे बड़ा प्रोड्यूसर है भारत फूड ग्रेन फ्रूट्स वेजिटेबल कॉटन शुगर टी फ्रेम्ड फिश इनका दूसरा सबसे बड़ा प्रोड्यूसर एक वो समय था जब भारत की फूड सिक्योरिटी दुनिया की चिंता का विषय एक आज का समय है जब भारत ग्लोबल फूड सिक्योरिटी ग्लोबल न्यूट्रिशन सिक्योरिटी इसके सॉल्यूशन देने में जुटा है
The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture. Mr. Modi said the government has provided 1,900 new climate-resilient varieties of crops in the last 10 years. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector and under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi, funds are transferred to bank accounts of 10 crore farmers by one click.
भारत में हम एग्रीकल्चर सेक्टर में डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी का भरपूर इस्तेमाल कर रहे हैं पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि के माध्यम से एक क्लिक पर 10 करोड़ किसानों के बैंक खाते में 30 सेकंड में पैसे ट्रांसफर हो जाते हैं हम डिजिटल क्रॉप सर्वे के लिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बना रहे हैं हमारे किसानों को रियल टाइम इन्फॉर्मेशन मिलेगी और वो डेटा ड्रिवन डिसीजन ले सकेंगे
Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from around 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. The theme for this year's conference is transformation towards sustainable agri-food systems. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, India's agricultural growth rate has consistently been the highest in the world.
आज भारत की कृषि विकास दर लगातार दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा बनी हुई है हमने जो प्रधानमंत्री जी के नेतृत्व में प्रयत्न किए हैं उत्पादन बढ़े लेकिन साथ में भारत की चिंता भी रही है केमिकल फर्टिलाइजर के अधिक उपयोग के कारण जो उत्पादित अन्न हो फल और सब्जियां हो उसके विपरीत प्रभाव मानव शरीर पर पड़ रहे हैं और लगातार सॉयल हेल्थ खराब हो रही है इसलिए भारत अब प्राकृतिक खेती पर बल दे रहा है
Today is the last day of the special Lok Adalat organized by the Supreme Court. This initiative aims to provide justice to citizens in the simplest and quickest manner possible. The Supreme Court has organized this initiative to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Apex Court. The Lok Adalats offer accessible and efficient justice which is swift and cost-effective. Addressing the function, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Ekhwal said more than 1,000 cases were resolved in this Lok Adalat. He said that cases related to civil, land acquisition and matrimonial were resolved in the Lok Adalat. Mr. Meghwal said Indian culture has a tradition of resolution through mediation. Speaking on the 75th anniversary of the Supreme Court, CJI D.Y. Chandrachur highlighted the intricacies of the panel constitution for Lok Adalats.
When we constituted the panels for the Lok Adalat, we ensured that every panel would consist of two judges and two members of the bar. One senior advocate drawn from SCBA and one advocate drawn from SCORA. The purpose behind doing this was to give ownership to the advocates over the institution.
Union Tourism and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat has said tourism has the potential to drive the Indian economy to become the third largest in the world. Addressing the gathering at the inaugural ceremony of the 7th edition of the International Hospitality Expo 2024 in Greater Noida, Mr. Shekhawat emphasized that tourism in India holds numerous opportunities. He highlighted that agriculture and tourism are the two key sectors in the country that can serve anything and everything that people desire. Mr. Shekhawat further said tourism sector could significantly contribute to making India a developed nation by 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Mr. Shah asked people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between the 9th and 15th of August. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the nation. Mr. Shah appealed to people to take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website, harghartiranga.com. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. On the 8th day of the Paris Olympics 2024 today, in shooting, Manu Bhakar finished at 4th position in women's 25-meter pistol event. She missed out on a hat-trick and finished her Olympic journey with two historic bronze medals. With four athletes left in the fray, Manu was tied at 28 points with Hungary's Veronika Major. And in the five-shot shoot-off, Manu missed twice while Major missed only once. And now we are joined live by our correspondent, Savio Narona, who is in Paris covering the Olympics. Savio, tell us, so Manu narrowly missed the medal in the 25-meter pistol event. So how would you rate her performance? And please line up the key fixtures lined up for today for us.
Yeah, hi, Valsa. Bonjour from Paris. Well, it was a case of so near yet far for Manu Bhakar. Right. You know, Olympics she's been having, and today she was on the verge of making history yet again. But you know, having said that, I must tell you that Paris Olympics 2024 are going to be synonymous with the name Manu Bhakar. You know, what a journey it has been, what a story that has booked its place in history. You know, she began today's 25 meter women's pistol shooting finals on the verge of making history. It was a star-studded field in which Korea's Jin Young took the gold. Much to the delight of the home crowd, Francis Camille took the silver. And in the shootout for the bronze, Manu Bhakar lost out to Veronika Major from Hungary, who took the bronze, and Manu had to settle for the fourth place. But having said that, I think that Manu Bhakar is right now the most spoken about and maybe the most googled about shooter right now in the world. And that makes India very proud. You know, sure. Cheers to Manu Bhakar. In other events, Valsa, coming up today, Deepika Kumari is right now battling Germany's Michelle Kropin in the women's individual round in archery. And so is Bajin Kaur, who is facing Indonesia's Diananda. And in sailing, Netra Kumanan and Vishnu Saravanan will be both hoping for a smooth sailing Thursday. And in boxing, Nishan Dev will be in the ring with Mexico's Marco Alvarez. That's right. All from here, Valsa. Have a nice day. Bye-bye for now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Savio, for all those details. Thank you so much. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste from the 5th to the 10th of this month. Briefing media in Delhi yesterday, Secretary East Jaydeep Mazumdar said this would be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. He said ever since Prime Minister Narendra Modi enunciated his Act East policy, the region of Southeast Asia and the Pacific has been a very special focus for India. He said all these three countries fall within the Act East policy. A two-day Akashwani Music Concert 2024 will begin in New Delhi this evening. The concert will be held at Akashwani's Rang Bhavan from 5:30 p.m. onwards. Renowned artists including Pandit Rajendra Prasanna, Pandit Jayateet Mevunde and Pandit Vishwa Mohan Bhatt will be performing at the concert. In addition to Delhi, the Akashwani Music Concert is also being held in various cities including Hyderabad, Patna, Jammu, Shillong, Imphal, Cuttack, Bengaluru, Bhopal, Chennai and Ranchi on different days. The 14th Indian Organ Donation Day is being observed across the country today. To mark the day, the National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTO, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, organized an organ donation awareness program in New Delhi. On the occasion, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, felicitated the families who donated organs of their family members after being declared brain dead. She also felicitated the recipient of donated organs and doctors across the country for successful organ transplantation. She said the organ donation rate has increased 4 times to 18,378 in the last 10 years. Ms. Patel lauded the efforts of doctors and families for their decision to donate organs. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operation started for the fifth day today with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Following a request by the state government, the army said it will airlift a Zewar radar for RECO radars along with operators from Delhi today for deep search among the debris. It said the relief effort is being undertaken today mainly to recover bodies and to restore essential services. In Uttarakhand, today is the third day of relief and rescue operations at various places of Kedarnath Dham and Yatra route to safely evacuate stranded pilgrims. About 7,000 devotees and local people have been rescued safely so far. To complete the rescue operation speedily, NDRF, SDRF, DDRF and the police department are working on a war footing along with the use of helicopters. Still, about 1,000 devotees are stranded at various places. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami spoke virtually to the District Magistrate and Superintendent of Police of Rudraprayag this morning and reviewed the disaster-related relief and rescue operations and gave necessary instructions. In Bangladesh, Kota protesters have announced a countrywide non-cooperation movement from tomorrow in protest against the recent killings and to press their 9-point demand. They will also stage demonstrations across the country today. Two coordinators of the anti-discrimination student movement announced their fresh program on their various social media platforms yesterday. The United States has decided to boost military presence in West Asia amid rising tensions in the region. The shift comes as U.S. leaders worry about escalating violence in West Asia in response to recent attacks by Israel on Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, which triggered threats of retaliation. In a statement, Defense Department yesterday said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and West Asia regions and is taking steps to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has scrapped a plea agreement for accused 9/11 attacks mastermind and two other defendants. According to media reports, the move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists, says India is a food surplus country, working to provide solutions for global food security. In Kerala, search operations in landslide-hit Wayanad district continue on fifth day, army to begin deep search under the debris. In Bangladesh, Kota protesters call for a countrywide non-cooperation movement from tomorrow to press their 9-point demand. United States decides to boost military presence in West Asia amid rising tensions in the region. And in Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakkar finishes fourth in the final of women's 25 meters pistol. Other Indian athletes to feature in archery, boxing, sailing and golf events. And with that, we end the midday news.